Hi, welcome back to another podcast with me. You know, I haven't really been doing them lately. I had some issues with the uploading system that I use, aka the app. But yeah, I fixed it, I think. I mean, I'm recording, I'm here, right? So yeah. Moving on. For those of you who care, aka just like the three people that listen to me, I'm just kidding. Hey. Why was I about to start like a conversation like if I was on the phone? Damn, and now I lost my train of thought. Oh yeah. So, yeah, let's just jump on to it. Don't have high hopes for this one as the other ones, just because, again, I don't have a topic to talk about or a specific topic. I'm just going to be all over the place. So, yeah. Halloween passed a few weeks ago. A few weeks, like 2 weeks ago, maybe. I don't know. I don't even know what day it is today. But I kind of wanted to do a rundown of the events that have happened after the last time I posted, which was like a month ago, maybe? I don't know. Anyway, regarding the whole Halloween, whole holiday, spirit, whatever, situation. Oh! Ow, I just hurt myself, guys. That really hurt, Charlie. I scratched myself, but I scratched myself too hard and it kind of, like, hurt. Anyway, yeah, so for Halloween, I'm trying to start off in a good spot, but I really can't remember the last time, what I said last time, what I've talked about last time, or where I left off last time. Not that there's like a storyline or anything, but I just kind of wanted it to flow, but who cares, just whatever. So for Halloween, well, for the 29th, we had a little Halloween/birthday party for my uncle and my cousin, because they both had a birthday on the 29th. Well, we didn't do it the 29th, I'm lying. We did it on, because the 29th was a Monday, so on the 27th, which was a Saturday, we had a party. And everybody dressed up. It was like my dad's side of the family, and it was super nice. Everybody, like I said, everybody dressed up, and we had a good time. We had a really good time. Yeah, I'm not gonna go into details because then I'm gonna just be here for like hours and hours and hours. But it was really fun. It wasn't too big. It was a small little get together. We took pictures and stuff like that. Obviously, we ate. We drank, you know. Typical party thing to do. I don't know. Then fast forward to Halloween. I worked that day, but then after work, my cousin said, come to my aunt's house. So I went to my aunt's house, and they were, like, giving out candy and stuff, and every year, I guess, she goes all out with, like, her front yard. She does, like, this little, not a maze, but, like, a come in through here, get out through here, you know? And she'll, like, give out candy and stuff like that, and, yeah, it was fun. I mean, not that I was there for like ever. I was there for maybe like 30 to 40 minutes. But it was okay. Then I came home and then it was just whatever. Like, Everybody kind of did their own thing. Oh, like I said before in the other podcast, like everybody kind of does their own thing holidays now. And everybody really did kind of do their own thing. And I got home and I just watched movies or Netflix. I don't know. I don't remember what I watched. I think I was watching like that haunted, The Haunting of the Hill House or something like that. I don't remember really what it's called, but it's supposed to be scary, but I fell asleep. So, yeah. And then, fast forward to November. November has been crazy already. We're at, what's today, the 8th, maybe? And let me tell you. Nah, it's not really that crazy. I'm just exaggerating because I'm a girl and I can. But, oh, I had a near-death experience yesterday. Guys, I almost died. I'm not even exaggerating. I kid you not. I was going back to work. I was on my lunch and I took a late lunch. I took it at 3 and I was going back. It was almost 4. And I was on the highway. I was on the highway going back to work and I was going southbound and there was an ambulance behind me, right? Tell me why. Sometimes I think the stupidest things in my head and they actually happen. Like, I saw the ambulance through my rear view mirror. That was a mouthful. I saw the ambulance through my rear view mirror. And I thought to myself, just like a random ass thought, I was just like, oh, imagine it starts, like, the sirens go on, or like the lights go on, or whatever, and I have to move. Tell me why. 0.5 seconds later, it fucking turns on its lights. I don't know what I just said, but yeah. And I was like, fuck. So I pulled over to the side. There's 2 lanes. It's like a 2-lane. So I pulled over, and there was other cars. There was cars in front of me and there was cars behind me. But when I pulled over, it was like there was like room, like there was no cars, like there was cars behind me, but they were far enough to where I could just kind of, you know, pull over. So yeah, that happened. Tell me why. Once I started pulling into the highway again, everybody wanted to crowd it up. Like there was like 3 or 4 cars in front of me and everybody kind of just went, and I started picking up speed, right? Like my car picks up speed pretty fast. So I started picking up speed. I was probably going, I don't even know, but I was going fast. Tell me why this girl in front of me, like I went to the furthest lane. So I was on the fast lane. So I was thinking like, okay, everybody's going to like pull in the first lane and then they're going to make their way to the fast lane because that's what I did. And so everybody was pulling on the first lane, on the slow lane. And then this girl, she pulls up in the fast lane, and she was, like, right, like, mind you, I was going fast, so, like, she kind of, like, she was already going, she was halfway, like, crossing, and I was gonna hit her, and I, like, slammed on the brakes, and my car, like, slid, and I lost control of the wheel, and I was like, what the fudge. Like I literally like everything was kind of like slow motion, but everything happened so fast at the same time, if that makes any sense. And I was kind of like, what the fuck. And then by the time she noticed, she tried going back on the other lane, back to like the slow lane, but there was another car on that, like, that had caught up already. So like she couldn't, like she was stuck in the middle. And I swerved to my left, which was like it was like the opposite direction. Well, no, there was like a dirt in the middle, and then there's like kind of like a boulevard, like in the middle. It's a just dirt, and then there's like the people, the other lane, the ones that are going northbound. And I got out of the road, I got out of the road into the dirt, and I was like, half of my car was out and half of it was in, because I swerved that way. If that makes any sense. If it doesn't make sense, I'm so sorry. I suck at explaining. I know. I'm a visual learner. I'm a visual learner. Visual explanations help me out better. But yeah. And anyway, the point is, that girl, like, everything happened so fast. I've never been in a car accident, knock on wood. But like, that was scary, you know? So like, for me, like, I've never been in an accident, thank God. But even that, like, you know, like, I've never been in a major car accident. I should say that I've been in a car accident, but yeah. And I was just kind of like, what? And like, I didn't panic at all. It was just kind of like, my heart like started racing and my palms got sweaty, but I didn't like, not once did I let go of the wheel, even though I couldn't control it, like, at a point. But once I did, it was kind of like, okay, everything just kind of went back to like normal. And then afterwards, I was like, what the hell? Like, I was just kind of like, what happened? And then once I got to work, I just stood in my car and I was like, what the fuck? I could have died. Like, it was scarier than it sounds. And then I started shaking. Like, I had like a shock. Like, I guess I was in shock the whole way. Cause like, even like, I'm the type of person that likes to listen to music full blast when I'm in the car. I don't care what time of the day it is. I like to blast music. And I'm usually always singing too. And like, after that, I turned off my radio and I was quiet and I was just kind of thinking about it. And then I got to work and I started shaking and I was kind of like, I kind of panicked a little bit. It was kind of like a shock. I don't know. And my boss was like, what's wrong? And then I told him, and then he's like, dang, like, that's crazy, you know? Like, he was kind of concerned. I don't know if it was just all show or not, or if he really cared, but whatever. And yeah, that's what happened. But yeah, I could have died. Like, thinking about it, it's like, dang, like, it's kind of like a big deal, you know? At least to me. But yeah. Tell me why, like, my boss has like these weird conversations to where, not like weird, like creepy weird, but like weird, like, it's not even weird, I guess, it's just, I don't know the right term to use, but I guess deep conversations. Like, sometimes, like, something will happen, or out of nowhere, he, like, randomly, he'll just bring something up, and it's like, he's talking about his point of view about something, and it just becomes a big, deep thought. And like, we're just sitting there and he's just talking. I don't know, it's weird. Like, for example, he's talked about I guess, like, beliefs. Like, what people think about, like, when someone dies. Like, where do you go? Do you believe in like afterlife or and stuff like that? Like, we've talked about stuff like that, and it's kind of like, what? Like we have like different thoughts, obviously. And I don't know, it's just weird. Like, the other day he overheard, I was talking on the phone, I was talking to my cousin, and I said, no, I wasn't talking to my cousin, I was talking to my friend. And I told her, like, me and my friend are the type of people to, like, we are the type of people that are like, oh, okay, like, we're really communicative, I guess you can say that. And I said, I was hanging up with her, I was getting to work. And then I told her, I was like, okay, I love you, bye. And my boss overheard that or something. And then that was that. Like, it wasn't like a big deal, you know? Like, he just heard me say, I love you, bye. And then later on during the day, I had mentioned, I don't know, I was like, oh, I was on the phone with my best friend this morning or something. I don't know. He's like, oh, that's who you were talking to in the morning. I was like, yeah. He's like, oh, no, but I don't know what happened. And he's like, no, but you said I love you. And I was like, yeah, I know. I was talking to her. And then he's like, oh, like he the kind of thought it was weird, I guess, that I told her I love you. But and then he like we started getting into this like not debate, but like this conversation about how like people throw I love yous around like it's nothing and stuff. And I was like, well, I'm not throwing it around like it's nothing. I really do love her, like, you know, like I'm the type of person that will like say stuff like that. Like, to me, like, me to my friends and stuff, and my family, it's like, okay, bye, love you. Like, I mean, in my immediate family, like, my mom wasn't really, like, affectionate, I guess you can say. Or my dad, like, with words. Not really, like, you know? But, like, us. We were always kind of like us, by us, I mean like my sister, you know, like my siblings and stuff. Like, we're kind of like, okay, well, I'll talk to you later, bye, love you, or like, drive safe, or, you know, stuff like that, or like, text me when you get there, stuff like that, you know? We weren't taught. I mean, I never like heard my mom say, like, tell her this, you know? It's kind of, I don't know, we weren't never like, told to say stuff like that, but that's just how we grew up. And even though me and my sister fight a lot and stuff, or we used to fight, we would still, and like people think we're like not close, but we're closer than everybody thinks. It's just we don't show it. And so yeah, like I was telling him, like I was like, yeah, I always tell like my friends and stuff. Well, he thought it was weird because I was telling my friend that I love her, and he just kind of like, oh, like I understand family, but like your friends. And I was like, well, yeah, she's like my family, you know, like why wouldn't I treat her like the same? So it's kind of like we were debating, well, not we were like saying our points of views, like how, you know, some people don't see the meaning of I love you, or like don't take it the same as others. Like, some people just throw it around like it's nothing, like a high bye. And some people like take really like, oh, you know, when people say I love you, they get scared because it's like I love you, you know what I mean? But I was telling him my point of view, which is like me, like, if it's an I love you in a relationship, that's big to me. If it's like family wise, like, or like, you know, like, oh my gosh, I love this person. Like, it's hard to explain it. Like, if it's like family, like love, like that type of love, I will throw it around to the people I love. But I won't, or say, oh my gosh, I love this color. Stuff like that. Like, that doesn't matter. Like, that's just kind of like object type of thing. That it's like, oh yeah, I love this. I love that. Like, yeah, I'll throw it around. But there's like different types of I love yous, if that makes any sense. I don't know if everything I just said or my rambling made any sense at all, but just know that it's really late at night and I should be asleep. But I'm up talking to myself in the mic, okay? So y'all can listen and laugh and judge me later. But yeah, and that's what we're talking about, how people throw I love yous like it's nothing. And I was like, I don't just say I love you to anybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I don't tell all my friends I love you. Hell no, I don't. Because I don't love them all. I'm just kidding. But I don't. I really don't. No, not that I really don't love them. I really don't tell all my friends I love you. I just tell certain friends. And it's not even a handful of friends because I don't have that many friends. But, oh my god. Guys, I'm trying to open a water bottle and I kind of spilt it. Takes a sip. It's because my voice is starting to feel cracky, so yeah. But anywho, how's the weather, guys? Oh my god, it's freaking cold now. Like, outside it's, I mean, it feels good, it's fresh and stuff, but at night, I'm usually off by 7:30, which feels freaking late, and it's super, like, today it was so cold, I was so super cold, I was freezing, I was wearing a short sleeve, and I didn't have a jacket or anything, which I know I should probably take them out of my winter shit, but I haven't. But, like, yeah, I was freezing, and it wasn't fun. Like, I like the cold, but I don't like it in the morning or the days that it rains. Because, I mean, I like the rain, but I don't like working when it's raining because I hate being in a hurry and it raining. That just does not go with me because I want to drive safe, but I also want to drive recklessly or fast enough, not recklessly, fast enough to get to work on time. But, you know, things don't work out that way. And, yeah. And now, I don't know. I don't even know what I'm going to wear tomorrow for work. But what I do know is that I need to wear a long sleeve. Because it's cold outside. Tell me why it's cold and I still sleep with my fans on. I literally have a fan like right next to my bed, pointed at me. I always set it to 8 hours. It has like settings and I set it to 8 hours so it could turn off in 8 hours. And tell me why every time when it's 8 hours and it turns off, I wake up. It doesn't even make a noise, like, for it to wake me up or anything, but it always wake up once I don't feel the air, and I always beat my alarms, because I have, like, 5 alarms, no joke, I have 5 alarms, and I snooze them all, and I'm always late, but, yeah, and tell me why the freaking fan wakes me up instead of my alarms. So, yeah. I'm kind of excited for this weekend as well. I have no plans. No, I'm just kidding. I do have plans, actually. Lately, all these past weekends, I've been doing something I've noticed. Like, it's always been family parties. Or, like, hanging out with my family. Or, like, having sleepovers with my family. Or stuff like that. Like, it's always, I'm constantly doing something on the weekends, and it's always been, like, family events, and they make me drink. I'm trying to stay away, but, like, they force me. I'm just kidding. But, anyway, this weekend, I'm kind of excited. Like, my cousin's wife, which is now my cousin, she invited me to, like, this a house party or something. I don't know. I've never been to like a party that's not my family's. Well, like, I have been, but like back in high school. But like now, I think I've only been to one. And it was my cousin's. So that doesn't really count because it's family. I mean, my family wasn't there. It was just like my cousins that are around my age. And then all their friends and stuff. That's like the only quote party that I've kind of been to. But this one's like, I don't even know what to expect. I don't know anybody. The only person I'm gonna know is my cousin's wife and my cousin if he goes. But yeah, I don't know anybody. I don't know what to expect. I'm kind of scared because I have a feeling I'm not gonna like it. I'm not gonna have fun, and I'm gonna want to go home, and I'm gonna probably play with the dog if they have a dog. So yeah, that's gonna be it. And then on Sunday, not that I'm not excited for Saturday for that party, because the only reason why I'm going is because I want to hang out with my cousin's wife, because I freaking love her. She's like super awesome. But I'm excited for Sunday because guess what? I am gonna go watch The Grinch. I know it's a little kid movie, but I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna go watch it. And if I can't find anything nice to wear, I'm not going. I'm just kidding. But if you didn't get that reference, we can't be friends. Pero yeah, I'm gonna watch it. I'm gonna take my little brother, and my aunt's gonna take my little cousins and stuff, and we're gonna like have fun and just watch The Grinch. And then afterwards, we're probably gonna go to IHOP and go get green pancakes and the mint hot chocolate, because last weekend we went to IHOP and we got that. I got the mint hot chocolate, like, you know, because they're like promoting The Grinch and stuff, and I got it, and it was so freaking good. Like, it was amazing. It was so good. Even my aunt really liked it. But yeah, that's what happened, and that's what's gonna happen. Hopefully everything goes as planned, because you know how I feel about me and planning stuff. I don't know. And yeah, what else can I talk about? Oh guys, my birthday's coming up in December. I'm not so sure. I'm not doing anything that I know of yet, but we'll see. I mean, I think my birthday, I don't know what day. I think it's on a Tuesday. I want to say it's on a Tuesday. Hold on, let me check. I literally went to my alarms, guys. My birthday. Yeah, it's on a Tuesday. It's on a Tuesday. Club going up on a Tuesday. Chiselle's birthday is on a Tuesday. Yeah, I don't have anything planned. I don't think I'm gonna do anything. I really don't want to. If my friends and family want to take me out, that's fine. But yeah, I don't think. No, I'm kidding. I don't. No, I'm for real. I don't think I'm gonna do anything. I don't really think I want to do anything. I think I just want to stay home and chill. I don't know. Should I take the day off? Kind of want to. Kind of don't. No sé. We'll see. But yeah, I'm super sad, guys. My best friend's in Vegas right now, probably. Yeah, probably she's in Vegas by now. It's the Marine Ball, and last year we went, and it was so much fun. Well, I don't know. It was kind of, like, I liked Vegas. Okay. Here's my little rant about Vegas. I liked it. It was a fun time. But I didn't want to go back for, like, ever. I didn't want to go back. I was like, hell no, I'm never going back to Vegas. I'm going to tell you why in a little bit. But let me just tell you guys why I'm sad. Because last year we went for the first time together. And then this year, I couldn't go. And I'm kind of sad. Pero, yeah. But now, like, that I think about it, I'm like, okay, yeah, I would go back to Vegas. I just wouldn't do it the same. Because it was fun, but it wasn't so fun the day that we had to leave. it was fun because, you know, Vegas, drinking, having a good time, you know, here and there. So that was really fun, I'm not gonna lie. For the most part of what I remember, it was so much fun. A lot of it I don't remember. Like, I don't remember. I don't know what I don't remember because I don't remember it. I'm just kidding. But, like, some of the stuff it's a blur. But some of the stuff is, like, I don't know. Anyway, the day that we had to leave, we were there for, like, 2 days, 3 days, I don't remember. The day that we had to leave, I think we had to get out by 11 p.m., I mean, a.m., and it was hell. We were hungover. My best friend and I were hung the fuck over, like, all the way over, and it was insane. Like, I don't know how I managed to shower. I remember sitting in the tub. I couldn't move for a while, and I had to hurry the hell up because I still had to pack and, you know, leave and stuff. I left, I had a nose ring, and I left it on the table. I remember we left so much stuff on the table, like hella, like, snacks and stuff that we could have been eating on the way back, but no, because we couldn't eat because we were so hungover. Two, everything was disgusting. And yeah, so we left so much stuff, and I don't know why I brought up the nose ring, like, it's so important. It was like a fake little nose ring that was, like, so cool, but I left it over there, and yeah. Anyway, I remember we were trying to do our makeup. We weren't trying to, like, hella beat our face, but we were trying to do our makeup to look presentable because we looked like we got hit by a bus twice. And it was so, like, we looked disgusting, and we were trying to do our makeup to look decent. I don't know how the hell we were doing our makeup, but it was the hardest thing ever. And then packing, I don't remember how the hell I packed, how I managed to even pack, and then get our stuff out. I don't even remember. I think her husband took my stuff. I don't remember, honestly. I just remember freaking getting in the car, and then her husband bought us, like, this, like, hangover drink thingies. We just took them, and it helped me out a little bit. Not my best friend, though. She still felt like shit. Then afterwards, we kind of still felt like shit. Then we literally felt like we got hit by a bus. Like, our whole bodies were aching. We were trying to sum up how much drinks we've had. We literally thought we got poisoned or something because that's how bad we felt. But we tried to tally up how many drinks we had, but we couldn't even, I don't remember how many we even said, but it was a lot of drinks. And we even had coffee. I don't even remember if it was straight black, I don't know, but we had so much shit to drink. And then I remember coming home, I remember we came back home, we dropped off my best friend at her grandma's. Then, I think I took her husband to her mom's house so he could get their car, and then from there I went home. And I remember getting home, and I think I left my stuff in the car. I was like, I'll get it later. And I came in, and I came to my bed, and I knocked out. My body hurt so bad. Like, my body hurt so bad. And I woke up, and I don't even remember. I think I had left my phone. I don't remember if I left my phone in the car or somewhere, and then I couldn't find it, and then I went to look for it. Oh no, it was in the living room. I left it on the sofa, and then I went to go get it, and I texted my best friend that I felt like crap, and she's like, dude, me too, somebody poisoned us. It was the worst experience ever, like the worst hangover ever. And then after that, I was like, I'm never going to Vegas again. I don't give a shit about Vegas. I didn't like it. I hate it. Blah, blah, blah. And now it's like, I probably just did it wrong. Or, like, not even did it wrong, but, like, I probably just, you know, I don't know. I went crazy with the drinks. I don't know. But, yeah. In conclusion, I would go back to Vegas. I would just fuck it up a different way, you know? But, I mean, I don't care for Vegas, but if somebody was to, like, hey, let's go to Vegas, okay, cool. I mean, they've told, like, my friends have said that, but, and I'm kind of like, whatever, but, and I haven't gone, but, I don't know, it's just so hard. It's just, like, I'm at that age, or at that point, where, or at that phase, where it's like, yeah, I want to do this, I want to do that, but then when it comes to it, I'm like, nah, I can't, you know, it's so, I don't know, guys, it's so depressing, man. But yeah, that is my story, that is my little rant. I hope I made sense throughout these whole little rants that I just had, because if I didn't, I'm sorry. No, I'm not sorry. Because I don't even know. Oh my god, I've been talking for like 36 minutes. 37 minutes. Oh, I am such a freaking perica, I swear. I swear it felt like less. It felt like way, 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 way less. Oh my god. But yeah, anyway, aside from everything else, life is okay. I'm trying to look for the time of the day to do stuff for me. Like, I haven't had a day to myself in I don't know how long. I'm trying to look for that. Like, I don't mind. I honestly don't mind hanging out with my family and stuff like that. Like, how I do it on the weekends. Like, the two day weekends that I have, they're always, I'm always doing something. Like, I'm not home all day or something. Like, I'll be at my family's or whatever. But I kind of want to have that time of the day or that day to myself where I'm just like, I look like a homeless person just sitting at home, either enjoying a fucking red beer or something. No, not even a red beer, I don't even care. Like, just enjoying time to myself. Or, like, you know, reading a good book with a glass of wine on the side. I don't know, something that I'm just gonna enjoy by myself or whatever. But I haven't had that, and I'm kind of sad, but it's fine. Because my family kind of keeps me sane from being crazy. So yeah, that is all, folks. Make sure to, that is not all. If you guys ever get the chance, whoever listens to me and reads, please read the book called, I forgot what it was called. Two can play that game, or two can play. I think it's called Two Can Play. It's such a good book. I'm not even halfway, and I think it's so good already. I found that book at my work. It was inside a car, and I was like doing the pricing and stuff for that car, and then like I saw that book in there, and I was like, ooh, and I grabbed it, and then I was kind of like, I didn't even read the back. I usually read the back of the book just to see like what it's about, but I didn't. And then I took it inside, and it turns out it was my boss's book, and he's just kind of had it laying there, and then I had put it in his desk, and then somehow it ended up in my desk. So I was like, whatever. And then one day I like grabbed it and I started reading the first page, and I was like, oh, and I couldn't put it down. Like, it was so good. It's like really, it's a good book. So yeah, two can play. Two can play that game. Two can play. Or two can, yeah, two can play or something. I don't really remember what it was called. But two can play, I think. Hold on. I'm gonna look it up for you guys just because I'm over here fucking talking about it. I don't even know what the hell I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I'm really into the Grinch, guys. That was random, I know. But I just kind of don't want it to be quiet while I look for it, you know? I don't want it to be quiet, and I get quiet. Yeah, it's called Two Can Play. Wait. No, it's not. Wait, yes it is. Hold on. Yeah, it's called Two Can Play by Kate Kelsler. Kelsler. You can get it at Target for $7.19. It's a killer in custody begins to kill again. It's so good. I'm not even gonna tell you guys what it's about. I'm just gonna say that so you guys can go read it, because if I do say what I've read so far, it's kind of a spoiler. But it's so good. Super good. But yeah. Okay, well, I'm gonna cut it here because I'm really tired now, and I just kind of lost all my energy. So yeah, I will talk to you guys later. Bye.